The Cowichan Valley Capitals season is officially in the books following a 5-2 Game 5 loss to the Surrey Eagles on Friday, April 12. Entering the game down 3-1 in the best-of-seven Round 1 series against the league champions, the Caps were down a goal midway through the first period before Brock Cummings got his team on the board. A second Surrey goal put Cowichan down 2-1 after one, but Luke Lavery tied it at 2 apiece early in the second period. It was the only goal scored in the period. With their season hanging in the balance, the Capitals were unable to find the back of the net while the Eagles potted two more before sealing Cowichan's fate with an empty netter as the final seconds ticked down to win both the game and the series. Aiden Fisher stopped 24 of 28 shots on net in the loss. 2 days after their season ended with a 1-6-3-4-4 record, the Capitals announced they parted ways with head coach Mike Vandekamp. "We want to thank Mike for his countless hours of dedication and contributions to the club and wish him all the best in his future endeavors," said a press release. The next head coach has yet to be named, but with the season now in the rear view and change in the air, the Capitals are already looking ahead to next season, one that will include some significant changes to the team's infrastructure. On April 14, Cowichan Valley Capitals president John Duer announced that his ownership group has committed to a privatized facility for the Capitals players and staff, which will include a high-performance and wellness center. "The plan is to build this center and allow for the continuation of producing elite athletes," said the announcement. Duer said the facility will not be located within the Cowichan Community Center but directly across the road.